That word that Sister Sharon read is a key word in the Bible. Jesus called it the greatest commandment. When they asked him what the greatest commandment was, he said, well, there are two of them. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the other, the second, is like the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The greatest commandment. Now it's given. Therefore, it must be possible to obey it. And yet, only as Sister Sharon said, by coming to Jesus ourselves. I once heard a man that I consider a great man of God preaching, and he spoke from this verse, and he said, I have not loved the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind. For I hope I'm not exaggerating. He might have said 5 minutes, but I think he said 5 seconds. I have never loved the Lord God with my whole heart for 5 seconds, he said. Either way, it was striking. If he said 5 minutes, it still struck me. I said, what? You? Maybe me, but you? And he went on to explain that our hearts are not made that way. There's only one who ever fulfilled that commandment perfectly, who loved the Lord God with all his heart and soul and mind and strength. And that was the Lord Jesus. And he's the one that can fulfill that command in us. He can come to us. And we must come to him for ourselves, as Sharon said. While she was speaking, I thought of a few lines by Terence Tegan, a poet. He loved Jesus, I think, with all his heart, because Jesus came and possessed him. And but in testifying to the wonderful experience and calling others to that wonderful life in Christ, of knowing him, he said this: O weary souls, draw near him. To you I can but bring one drop of that great ocean, one blossom of that spring. Sealed with his kiss, my lips are dumb. My soul with awe is still. Let him that is athirst but come and freely drink his fill. Everyone, Jesus said it too, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. As our sister said, you can't get it from someone else. But thank God for those someone else's that point us to Jesus. That's our job, isn't it? To point others to Jesus. Recently I got a missionary letter from Bill Rodriguez, and he quoted there, he said, he attributed this to GPG, that's Gordon P. Gardner. Brother Paul referred to him as the director of camp for many years, he and his wife. And Bill was under Brother Gardner's ministry, and he said that Brother Gardner said, he had it in his newsletter, his missionary newsletter, if I fail to lead people to Jesus or to the fountain, I'm not sure that I quote it exactly, I fail in my ministry. And that's the important thing, that we preach. I think we mentioned that recently. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves, your servants for his sake. And what a precious responsibility it is to point people to Jesus, the one whom we have found to be the lover of our souls and our satisfying portion and our all in all. And that's for all of us. Once we found him, not just our leaders, but every one of us, once we found Jesus, we are going to sing that new song and tell the story of his love and shine for him, that others might see and hear and respond and come into the joy of the Lord, the joy of his salvation. Praise the Lord. So now it's time for me to preach. Oh, it's time for me to stop preaching. But it's time for you to open your Bible to a psalm that we're going to look at together. 117. It's a favorite chapter of mine. I remember that when I was a kid, I learned it by heart. And I knew that I was to read a chapter of the Bible every day. I don't know, that was, I'm not with my family, but on my own. And sometimes I would forget. And then with the light out, I could take care of it. Before I fell asleep, I could just recite Psalm 117. Look at it, the shortest chapter in the Bible. So sometimes I have to confess I did that. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. I'm using a different Bible here that says the faithfulness. Those are the same thing. His truth and his faithfulness and his merciful kindness. Says here, steadfast love. But praise the Lord, all nations, extol him, all peoples, for great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. There's so much I could say about this psalm. Can you believe that? Martin Luther has 36 pages on this psalm in his book about the Psalms. 2 verses long. There's a lot here. Spurgeon has points on this psalm that'll just stir your heart. It's marvelous. Look at it. It's the gospel for the whole world. In the Old Testament, all nations, all peoples. Paul quotes it in Romans 15. He quotes this word. And he talks about God's work among the Gentiles and how wonderful and glorious it is that the gospel is for all of us who will respond to this wonderful message of God's love in Christ, his saving power. So the Apostle Paul says, this is New Testament truth in Psalm 117. The gospel is for all nations and all peoples. Extol him, praise him. His merciful kindness is great towards us. Isn't that wonderful? That's the prevailing love of God. And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Earlier we sang, gratefully sing his power and his love. Often when the Lord is described in Scripture, these things are brought together that we sang in that song, Thy Mercies. The last verse, thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end. You have his love and his mercy and his tenderness, his care over us. Maybe we could say the softer side is the way we look at it, humanly speaking, but it's strong. His mercies are firm. But then his truth, his justice, his perfections, his holiness, his faithfulness on this side. Well, they're perfectly manifested in God. All his attributes are perfect, meaning complete. But you have here his love, his steadfast love, and his truth, and his faithfulness brought together. It's good to think about God, and it's good to think of those things. When God revealed his name to Moses, he said, The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth. Both of those were brought out when God said, I'll show you my glory, I'll reveal my name to you. You stand there, there's a place by me. And oh, to know God, and oh, to praise him for his merciful kindness, this great salvation, his glorious love and his perfect faithfulness. In him don't we read in another psalm, mercy and truth are met together. They kiss each other, it says. faithfulness and truth and mercy and power. Another psalm, God's power and God's mercy. Psalm 62 is that at the end. God has spoken. This is what I've heard. And you read about the greatness of his power and the abundance of his mercy. And so God is to be praised. So that's what I wanted to give you in closing. The shortest chapter in the Bible, but it's packed with blessing and truth for all God's people, his New Testament people. Think of it today. Praise the Lord today. Extol him, all you people, all you peoples. His merciful kindness is great towards us. His truth endures forever. Let's stand. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Let it be our song, Lord, today, your mercy, your faithfulness, your love. How will we ever love you, O Lord, in the way that you require, unless we get a sight of you and an appreciation and understanding of your great love for us? Shed abroad that love in our hearts today by the Holy Ghost, I pray, that we might love you in return, and that we might be your servants, Lord, loving, worshiping you, living holy before you, O Lord. Thank you for this morning, and thank you for this day, and I pray that you'll make it a truly wonderful day in all of our lives, because you come to us in a fresh way and touch us and enlighten us and strengthen and bless us each one. Thank you, Lord. We love you this morning. And we go in your name. Amen.